not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about Mary tonight, and first thing I'd like to say is this was a remarkable young woman. Many believe she was a late teenager. I don't know if anyone knows the exact age, but she was remarkable. And the denomination I grew up in, they worshiped Mary and prayed to her. Of course, we don't do that, but she still was a remarkable young woman. Think about it. First of all, think about this. Think about the ride that she had to do 9 months pregnant on a camel. Think about back then, they didn't have the doctors and the things as we know today. So, I mean, I'm sure she felt at times, my goodness, am I going to be able to carry this out? How about this? Rejection. Not everybody believed her story. In fact, Joseph himself had to have an angel come and convince him, don't put her away. Now think about that. This young lady was remarkable. And we're going to talk about her faith in a moment. And this is the thing that I love about Mary, because even though she was told she would bear the Son of God, she birthed the Son of God, she never changed in her character. She never got puffed up. She never like, oh man, I must be something. Even though she was favored, we're going to talk about that in a moment. But the angel said to her, first of all, don't be afraid. Everybody say, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
I tell you what, not only is the angel there, the angel's talking to her. Now, how would you like to see an angel appear in your house, your bedroom? That's one thing. But all of a sudden, the angel starts talking. And I began to think, well, it must have been in Hebrew, but what was the tone of the voice? Do all angels have the same voice pattern? Are some more like this? Mary. Or was it a hi? Mary. We don't know. We'll never know. But it's interesting that the preparation of her life brought her to the moment where she wouldn't totally freak out with an angel. Look, our preparation on this earth is to prepare us the moment Jesus appears. Oh, it's going to be glorious. But all this is preparation. So here's the angel talking to her, communicating her on one of the highest levels other than directly with God. Here she is standing there. She knows it's an angel. She's saying things from heaven to her. What a remarkable young woman to handle that. You know why it's remarkable? Many people, when an angel appeared to them, they fell on their face. But this woman had something in her, not that she didn't reverence God and God's creation, but she was remarkable. Ever say remarkable?
Remarkable.
How about this? She was remarkable because she was going to bear a son, having never known a man. She had to accept that reality. She didn't question it. It's interesting because Zacchaeus asked a question, and God closed his mouth because of that. But Mary asked a question and God didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. An angel came to Zacchaeus basically to say, God's answered your prayer. He's going to answer it. And he doubted that the answer would come in his lifetime. Mary, when the angel announced it, she said, let it be according to your word. I don't know. I don't know a man. But see, that was not doubt like Zacchaeus. She was ready. How many know we need to be ready?
Amen.
What a remarkable young woman. How about this? She had favor. That's what I want to talk about today. Mary's favor with God came because of her faith in God. Luke 1:38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto you according to your word. And the angel departed. She had already processed that she lived according to the word of God. the Word of God that they had at that time. She lived that from a little girl. So God wouldn't have chose her if she wasn't full of the Word and she wasn't prepared for this adventure. How many know the Word of God prepares us in the house of God? Now, when you're reading the Word of God, it's doing something. So Mary, hallelujah, what a remarkable girl. She said, I believe you, and I believe your word. You want favor on your life? Even when things look impossible. How on earth can a virgin conceive? How is this going to happen? Isaiah tells us it's going to happen. She didn't question how it was going to happen. She just said this, I believe it according to your word. She started the word movement before the word movement was started in a sentence. Oh my goodness, we don't worship Mary, but I tell you what, she's one of those people I want to see in heaven. Carry the Son of God according to your word. What an amazing young lady. You know, there's another scripture, Matthew 9:29. Jesus, it's about Jesus. He said, then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. So Mary said, let it be according to your word. Jesus said, according to your faith. Mary had a faith. I mean, we're believing God to pay the bills. We're believing that God for our health. Mary had to use her faith to believe she was going to bear a child without us, without being married to a man. That's just interesting to think about how remarkable she was. And it also tells me this, that God really puts a high premium on those that say, let it be according to your word. And there's times in your prayer life, instead of praying for everybody and everything, just lift your hand and say, Lord, let it be according to your word. I do it all the time over my children. Lord, I pray what your word says, not what I think, but according to your word, out of Egypt I call myself. I'll bring your children from afar. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Lord, according to your word, I receive. And I believe something's going to be birthed after I receive that word. You've got a shout, which I just love preaching that. The Rock Church of Union, we are a word church. And we are a worshiping church. I remember, Kent Christmas was preaching, and he was talking about the balance between worship and the word. And he's traveled all over the world for 25 years. And he said, I've been to some churches, and they'll worship for an hour, hour and a half. And then they're so tired, they'll give the preacher 20 minutes. He says, you can't even get the text out. And then other churches, they come, and he would say they would have one or two songs, and they want the preacher to preach. He just says, let's bring a balance and understanding in the house of God, that it's not one or the other. It's both harmless, they're coming into harmony and unity to produce what God wants. How many of you know, we got to have great worship, but we got to have the Word. If my way is just worship, 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 I never have the word to convict me and change me. If everything is the word, 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 that word sometimes could be like a fire and a hammer. I need the presence of God to bring the comfort, to take the conviction, so I don't get into condemnation or guilt. I need both of them together, two wings on a plane. I can take off and be the mature, holy Christian God created before. Mary said, according to your word, let it be done. And we are living in a time when people don't believe the Bible. People put the word of God down like, well, there's errors in the Bible. No, the errors in your heart trying to convince me the Holy Spirit didn't write the Bible. Give them a shout. Then she said this. You know, this next statement that Mary said, she lived this before this moment. God just didn't choose her because he saw just potential for her to be a faith and a worshiper of God. She was already doing it. Luke 1:46. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. Let me just say this. She was doing that her whole life. She just didn't start doing it. She didn't wait until the baby was born. She didn't wait because she lived it. Everybody say lived it. How many know we got to live this thing? How many know that when we learn here, we magnify God with our life? Hard times, good times, abounding, not abounding. Paul said, I've learned whatever state I'm in to be content. So if you live in the state of Virginia, be content. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord. You know what? We need to magnify God. God's bigger than us, bigger than our world, bigger than our problems. David magnified him so much, he said the heavens can't contain. And when we worship, all of a sudden, God lifts up the curtain of eternity, and we look into a God that is so magnificent and so great, tears and laughter and joy fill us because we realize, number one, we're not alone, and number two, He's on our side. Then she said, my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, has rejoiced. She lived a life of rejoicing before God. And she had to deal with this situation of rejection. The man she loved was going to put her away. It's interesting that the woman that bore the Son of God was not exempt from relationship problems, rejection, and feeling, probably, did I really hear from God? I know of it. Listen, she wasn't exempt from any of that. I need to back this up before we have to buy a new one. Amen. I can't imagine this. Stuff like that. This morning I was thinking about this. I was going to put a thing there. I was thinking because Sunday, it kind of was going, and I was thinking, well, that would be something online. Crash. Boy, something's happening at the Rock Church. You know, they're destroying the pulpits. She said, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. My Savior. What a remarkable young woman. She goes on to say, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. You know, she had a humble opinion of herself long before this evening. Doesn't mean she didn't like herself. But she, in the perspective of eternity and the greatness of God, she said, he's regarded my low estate. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Then she says this, for he that is mighty has done to me great. Mary, did you know that your baby boy? Y'all want the words? I'm going to say this before the long one's up. Got to practice that. Thank you. I deserve that. He that is mighty has done great things, and holy is his name. She was holy. She lived holy. She talked holy. She associated with holy people. She knew that God, through Isaiah, because I'm sure she read the prophet Isaiah, when he was encountered with God, said, I'm a man of unclean lips. She realized, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And then she said, his mercy is on them that fear him, generation to generation. She realized, this is all because of the mercy of God. She was not sinless. She was not perfect. She might have had times she got angry, but she was not perfect. Only Jesus was. Amen. So she said it was his mercy. She's like, it's mercy doing this. I didn't do anything. He's done it all. What a remarkable young woman she was. So what can we take away from these scriptures? Number one, what she said according to your word, to me, that was her main ingredient of her character. That she loved truth, she wanted truth, and she wanted to be obedient to truth. Amen. That quality today seems to just run away. People don't care if they're deceptive. People don't care if they tell a little lie. They don't care, but not Mary. Mary was not a liar. Mary wanted the truth. Second thing is Mary knew not everybody would accept her. But you know what? It really comes down to this, honey. When you have the one that accepts you, the rest, guess what? They'll be in your life and they'll be gone. We're accepted in the beloved, Paul said. Third thing, Mary was going to enter into an experience that only her. In the, they say that there's been 95 to 106 billion people have lived and died on the earth. So she's the only one out of that many to experience this. Because that was her destiny. But let me tell you as we close here. God has a destiny for you to experience. No, it won't be. Mary had hers. And you might think, well, I'm not Mary. Mine's not that dynamic or great. Well, that's not true. That's not how God sees it. God has no favorites. Yes, hers was exemplary. But are we people that say, Lord, according to your word, not culture, not the government, not generation, TikTok. God, am I really wanting it according to your word? Not the word of man, but the word of, do I really live that way? Do I really give you credit for everything in my destiny? Have I come to the place of maturity where I don't compare my destiny with someone else's? Have I come to the place, like Mary, to hide all those things in my heart, that the manifestation will happen 9 months after that salutation, Christ was born. How about you, sir? You live, Mary, let it be according to your word. Do you realize that because it hasn't manifested doesn't mean it's not growing inside of you, Christ in us. And to God, your destiny is just as important as Mary's. Because he loves you. And I'm sure as Mary stood there at the cross, looked up, she still knew. Isaiah 53 was coming to pass. And that she had to let go of the Son of Man. She had to let go of the child she birthed. And she had to reach up to her Savior. Thank you. work prevail like it's going to in our life. As we cast our crowns on your feet, we'll realize it was your mercy, not our truth. Our willingness, but our willingness must blend with your grace and your spirit and word. Bless everyone tonight. May this be the greatest and blessed Christmas season in all of our homes. May Jesus be exalted. May your presence be everywhere. Thank you for the example of Mary.